trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-412-800-821-2412.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free in their obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
From the Big Ten and Duckfeet.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home tonight and Saturday against Utica, and then again on Sunday versus Rockford. We start in the NBA. The Bulls play at the 76ers tonight. Noah is out with left knee soreness. Nazi Muhammad will start. Tip-off is at 6. We also have some White Sox news regarding Chris Sale.
No, he's not going to be the opening day starter. We're going to take him on a little slower road, but it looks like he could make the April 12th start.
That's Ken Williams on MLB Network. April 12th is a game against the Twins at U.S. Cellular Field. So again, Chris Sale will not be the opening day starter. His earliest debut for the season will be April 12th at the Cell against the Twins. Spring training today, White Sox taking on the Texas Rangers. And that game right now is tied at 3 in the bottom of the 6. Carlos Rodon was your starter there. Went 2 1/3. Gave up 3 runs on 4 hits. Also had a wild pitch. Cubs and Dodgers, they're tied at 3 in the bottom of the 6 as well. John Lester, your starter there. Went 3 innings. Gave up 3 hits. Zach Greinke for the Dodgers gave up 2 in 2. And he walked 2 as well. So Cubs and Dodgers tied at 3 in the bottom of the 6. The Bears introduced linebacker Pernell McPhee to the Chicago media today. GM Ryan Pace said the Bears did not try and move Jay Cutler.
We made that decision, like I said before, we went through a process of thoroughly evaluating the roster, and we're moving forward with Jay Cutler as our starting quarterback.
Yep, Pace even gave the Jay as our quarterback quote, which we all love. Former Chief Safety Ron Parker is expected to visit Hallis Hall later today. Antrell Roll and Eddie Royal were in town last night. Elsewhere in the NFL, Andre Johnson signed a 3-year, $21 million deal with the Colts. The Texans have traded Ryan Fitzpatrick to the Jets. Ryan Matthews agreed to a 3-year, $11.5 million deal with Philly. NHL, the Blackhawks skate at Arizona tomorrow. Corey Crawford will start in net. Johnny Oduya is expected to return. Big Ten tourney begins today at the UC. Illini takes on Michigan tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on The Score at 11 a.m. Big East tourney tips tonight at MSG. DePaul plays Creighton. 8:15 pregame show right here on The Score. This scoreboard update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. Join 670 The Score's Mark Grody for an appearance at T-Mobile on Halstead in Chicago Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Enter for your chance to win great prizes brought to you by T-Mobile. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
We made that decision, like I said before, we're moving forward with Jay Cutler as our starting quarterback.
There's a talent level there. Obviously, we feel good enough to explore. You know, like all our players, I mean, they're going to get a chance to compete, you know, see how we perform.
And it's clear that they're not going to kowtow to this guy's. It's going to be one of the things, you can get him out there with a veteran coach. Gase is here, you deal with him, I'll take care of this. And he's not going to worry about his every pickadillo. They're not going to satisfy him at every level because they know he's a short-termer. And it's great to hear. I mean, I wish I didn't have to hear it at all, but
it could have been worse.
It is, yeah, right? It is what it is.
It could have been worse, and it could have been the typical insulting, oh, we love him, we've always loved him, yeah. He's so great at everything, and he's so smart.
Major
and all this.
Lickage took the day off.
Right.
It certainly could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for that.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
West Side Mike, you're on The Score.
Let me ask you a question, Danny. I remember you mentioning that the new general manager, from what you heard from your sources, has said that the ownership has said that he could do whatever he wants.
Correct.
If he wants to keep Cutler or not. Okay?
Right.
Right? You said that, right?
It's true.
Then why didn't he get rid of him? If they don't like, you said they don't like him either. You don't think they like him either. Then why didn't he get rid of him?
Well, I didn't say that. I said that they're concerned.
Yes, you did say that.
No, I'll tell you exactly what.
Why are you?
Oh, my God.
What the hell is that? And it just sucks to see West Side Mike up there, and you punch a button, you get that idiot.
He was a hot garbage, man.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. But I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Between that call and those who had to call again to make a point that they weren't stupid, and then now
and
we're looking for creative excuses to cheat. We're searching for things because that seems to be okay. You're dealing with kids.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, the story today is the nuclear option has been chosen by Little League International.
God.
They have disbanded the entire six-team district that included Jackie Robinson West. That district no longer exists, and then they're going to redistribute those kids to other districts on various teams and programs because that is that. So you've got it's out, not just Jackie Robinson, all the other teams in that district are now inconvenienced because of Jackie Robinson West, because of the leadership of that group, and because of all the people who enabled them who should have known better.
And never went on their merry way and never said a word, didn't admit to anything, let everybody, get together and cheer for them again. And I mean, it is, and now we're here for people who are just looking for reasons to cheat. It's okay. It's fine. I mean, let's just go ahead. Again, if you were an adult and you want to cheat at something, well, go ahead. But you're dealing with kids. Why would you want to give kids that message that it's okay to do that? That's what I want to know from somebody.
And Tim says, does that $220,000 in donations, does that go to the educations of the 15 or so kids on the All-Star team? Hmm. Or the 100 to 120, 10 to 12-year-olds that played at their top level in 2014? No, I think it's a donation to the program itself.
Yeah.
Donation. I think it's
for the league.
For their facilities, mm-hmm, or for their upkeep, for their equipment, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I think you should figure out we should put that money in some kind of receivership.
Yes. Yes, you should.
Downers Grove, it is Peter on The Score.
Hello, gentlemen. My son's been playing travel baseball for about 5 years now. And last year we had a great opportunity to go out to Cooperstown. And I'll tell you, these guys are crazy. These coaches are just nuts. They're living through their kids, and they think they're major league coaches.
Yep.
And they fly these kids in that are definitely not 12 years of age. There's no way. I was there. I saw a kid hit like a home run at least 325 feet. And I know this is the era of loaded bats and aluminum bats or all that, but this kid was huge. And I think birth certificates are not enough. I think that they should make these kids come there with their passport. I give you a great example.
We understand that people are crazy in youth sports.
I think we've both come across, and I certainly have, a bunch of cheating bastard adults. There's no doubt about that. I mean, what drives them? I understand what drives them. Just what you're talking about. I understand. There's something in their life that's lacking or something. And look, if you want to go to an adult league and you want to be this guy, you want to be that guy that does this, we'll do that. But why do you want to teach a bunch of kids that you're allegedly managing, at whatever age, that it's okay to cheat? What is your message? What are you doing? But I know it's not uncommon. Probably more common than none. That's what I think.
An NFL note for you. No surprise here that it looks like Lovie Smith is collecting old Bears safeties. He already has Major Wright, and now there are reports that Chris Conte is working out his deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We'd find a home, didn't you?
I guess after that harrowing Tribune story, it's like, well, he's probably damaging his brain, but his parents don't care, and he doesn't care.
And he said he doesn't.
He says it's fine, and he doesn't worry about it, and everybody says he's fine.
Everything's fine.
All right, go get him. Wonderful.
If either of those safeties are back, I'm boycotting the season.
They have to boycott the Bucs season, Hub. Stay angry.
Hub today is great.
He was awesome today.
It's awesome.
This is Mike. He's on the South Side. He's on the Score.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call. You know, I mean, participation in the African-American community is down with respect to baseball. And if Jackie Robinson West, what they did was wrong. Okay, but if Jackie Robinson West was really interested in trying to get more participation or a wide net, they could have gone to Little League Baseball and they could have petitioned to expound their boundaries. And maybe it would have got some of those kids naturally in, rightfully in, through just an expanded boundary of their league.
I don't think you can go to Linwood.
No, you can't get not
think
that
you can go
far.
To Linwood.
No.
Linwood's a long way.
I don't think you can go as far as
South
Linwood,
Holland.
I don't think so.
No, they. But the problem was the problem was they tried to do it after the fact. They tried. They expanded everything, and then they said, "Well, wait a second. Approve all these things that we did to cheat." And the league administrator said, "No, we're not going to do this from the other districts." So there's. That's not the issue. The issue is if you want to put an all-star team together, don't play Little League.
There's leagues you can do that.
Right, but my point is that Dan and the other leagues across in the suburbs, they do have teams from neighboring suburbs, neighboring communities that participate in those leagues, and they're not as restrictive because Jackie Robinson West had a clear boundary drawn up. That was on them. If they wanted to get
everybody in Little League has
so you're
clear
saying other teams don't.
Everybody in Little League has clear boundaries drawn up. Everybody.
That is right. And what I'm saying is if Jackie Robinson wanted to get kids from an expanded boundary, they should have done that beforehand. I'm with you on that. I'm not arguing that point. All I'm saying is they should have done their due diligence.
It's not a matter of due diligence. It's play by the rules is what they should have done instead of cheating. It's just words and words and words.
Well, you know,
play by the rules.
Sadly, you know, it took a story that everybody loved, and you turned it into it's really turned into that. That's what it is. It is adults by the score. I mean, not us, by huge numbers of adults that are happy about it. That will cheat. The manager. Meh, it doesn't say a word. Doesn't say anything. Doesn't explain himself. If I'm wrong, buddy, I'm on you right now. You do something to me like this, and you think this is true. I'm on you right now. But you know why he didn't?
He's got nothing to say.
Yeah, because exactly. There is no defense because he knows he cheated.
He also has people doing it for him. People are carrying his water
for him right and left. Yeah, everybody is. Yeah.
Elected officials.
Oh.
Pillars of the community carrying his water for him.
And he can find him.
Father Flager. He doesn't need to be. They don't need
him. Father Flager didn't even know what it was, but he knew it was racism.
Emmanuel on the South Side is on the Score.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
All right, I'm not here to bicker about the rules at all. It's just, Dan, are you familiar with, like, how many Little League parks there are in Chicago? Oh, man.
When you say Little League parks, do you mean technically...
Jackson Robinson affiliated parks.
Okay.
Okay. My thing is, in that area, I happen to stay, like, down the street. And to disband the entire thing, it's heartbreaking. We've had beautiful parades.
Of course it's heartbreaking, but blame...
A lot of opportunities.
Exactly, but blame...
Okay,
but you know who to blame.
Fine.
Who
fine.
Do you blame?
Remove the adults. But to not allow these kids to have future baseball... They have a gorgeous facility over there that has no use now.
Blame the adults.
Yeah, blame the adults.
Blame
don't call
the adults.
Like
don't blame them.
But you don't disband the district. Yeah. You remove those people.
They
but
did.
You don't disband the district.
They did.
They did.
They removed those people, and then they hire
a... Put new people there, like
you know
you
what?
Do everywhere else when somebody screws
you
up.
You know what part? Now, screws you. How do you get screwed?
I said... Put new people
you said
in
us.
Place.
Yeah, how did
you
us get
said
screwed?
Us.
Who's us?
Yeah, who's us?
Who's us?
I'm part of my community. Put new people there.
Part of your community that
so
broke the rules. Defiantly.
Exactly.
And then hired a law firm to stop playing the victim. Stop. You're not a victim. You are not a victim. You're not a victim. You are not a victim. You are not a victim. Stop crying. Stop crying. Stop crying.
With your audience that agrees with you and listen to what I'm saying.
I'm listening
Nobody
to what you're saying.
What you're saying is nonsense.
Crying.
Yeah, no, what you're saying is
Penn
crap.
State blew it, when Penn State blew it and broke a rule, did they close the school down and did they remove the coaches?
Penn State didn't blow it or break a rule.
Oh
Penn
God.
State had a coach raping boys.
Oh, boy.
Would you prefer to be fined $60 million as Penn State was? Would you prefer to have the Jackie Robinson West cut a check for $60 million? Would that be easier?
You're not here to make excuses for him, though. Remember that. Nobody is, of course. They call Boris and Bernstein.
Don't get mad at us.
Yeah, we're not. You know, I think that, again, as an adult, you should be outraged by it rather than be for it. I mean, I don't get it. And it goes for everybody. It's not just Jackie Robinson. All of them that cheat. You don't think that kid knows that? What's that kid? What's the kid? You know, I thought, you know, a lot of people insist that there's some life lessons to be learned in playing sports, and maybe there are. But the most basic life lessons, don't be a cheating piece of crap.
And you know what, Emmanuel? You know what would have prevented today's news? What would have prevented, I guarantee you, would have prevented today's nuclear option? That instead of hiring a law firm to say we might sue you, instead of hiring a law firm to say we blame Little League International for the way we found out about the cheating, you know what you could have done and you would still have your district today? I'm sorry. Instead of lashing out, instead of crying, instead of playing the victim, ask Daryl Butler and ask everybody involved, instead of crying racism, why they didn't do what the other sanctioned program did.